We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to spend a few minutes talking to Delegate Chris Peace, who represents Hanover County in the General Assembly. And very glad to have you here, Delegate Peace. I wanted to make sure we talk to you about the budget, because this was an extra day added to your session to make sure the budget finished. Is there anything unusual that occurred as things wrapped up that we should know about as the assembly ended?
John, thanks for having me this morning. Love listening to your show. The extra day was a result of us trying to maintain our commitment to transparency. We had a very vigorous budget negotiation with our Senate counterparts. I'm a member of the budget conference, and we were able to post the budget online Saturday morning about 11 o'clock, and we were allowing for about 24 hours for people to digest the amendments to the introduced bill that the governor provided, which was based on about $1 billion of tax increases that we unwound. As you know, there was major tax reform legislation that went through the session this year, was adopted by the governor, signed along with the conformity bill. I chief patroned that legislation that will begin to give taxpayers back the money that is rightfully theirs, that was unanticipated to the state through the Trump tax cuts of December 2017. So we have a balanced budget, again, in the Commonwealth that's based on no tax increases, no fee increases, and provides tax relief to Virginians for the first time in about 15 years.
I think there are two main points with that. One of them is that a lot of people who are new to Virginia don't realize that we have a balanced budget amendment here, that the Constitution actually requires, it's not an amendment, the Constitution actually requires a balanced budget in Virginia. And that is one of the reasons why Virginia, you know, when things go up and when things go down, we're still relatively stable here in the state, because we're not allowed to overextend too much. And then those tax cuts, were you surprised that the governor, you know, he looked like he was going to put up a fight with you guys in December, and then he kind of caved, it seemed.
Well, I think, as your listeners know, things changed for the governor as we headed into session. But, you know, one important point on that is that the legislature and the Republican-led House and Senate was very focused during all that turmoil on getting the people's job done. And, you know, I think we had a very efficient and effective session. You mentioned when things go up, when things go down, one of the things we did in the budget was to increase our revenue reserves, the rainy day fund and our reserve fund. We put more money, over a half $1 billion in that. We're raising that cash reserve to about $1.45 billion. So, you know, if there is a projected decline in the economy in the coming years, we're trying to protect against that. So Virginians continue to have the high-level core services that they expect, K-12 education, higher ed, transportation.
And you were able to do that even with the tax cut.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually based this all on last year's actions. You know, there's a lot of speculation that there'll be less revenue available due to making health care available to more Virginians. That was part of the budget vote last year on Medicaid. But what that actually allowed us to do, in addition to some entitlement reforms like the kill switch, the program changes, the copay requirement, the work requirement, it also allowed us to save general fund dollars that were being invested in things like corrections and redirect those to things like teacher pay. So we're able to raise teacher pay this year in the budget to 5%. Also addressing some of our school security priorities, increasing school safety grants and school counselors. So we deal with the prevention side of school safety rather than just having to react all the time.
Okay, that's smart. I noticed in some of the stories about Sunday that the General Assembly did not pull together the normal group of, I mean, maybe it's kind of ceremonial, the delegates who would go up to the third floor to announce to the governor that the General Assembly had completed its business. And the governor apparently was sitting up there with his chief of staff waiting for legislators to arrive. I, you know, maybe it's because I'm a little nostalgic, or I just, I just think that, you know, he's the governor, and he's whether people are going to beat up on him or not, he is the governor. Why did that happen that way, do you think?
You know, it's a good question. We adjourned. I don't think many members even knew about that. We have a lot of new members, so we're still trying to instruct them on some of the protocols that are followed. But I'll tell you, as a budget conferee, we maintained our commitment. We had breakfast with the governor at the beginning of the negotiating process. And
so you guys still engaged with him?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, because it sounded like, you know, some of the reports out of there that he was almost being shafted. And look, if everybody wants to talk about blackface from 1984, that's fine. But I do think it's important that you point out that you all focused on the work that was in front of you and didn't get sucked into the constant emotions of all of these issues that are swirling around.
Well, and absolutely. And all of his secretaries were very present during the entire legislative process. Mm-hmm. And there's Secretary Lane, Secretary of Finance, Secretary Ball, Commerce and Trade, and others, you know, were around the General Assembly building, around the Capitol, the staff, you know, giving input, responding to our questions, particularly on the budget side. What are the revenues that we're expecting? Providing those reports to the Appropriations Committee, upon which I serve. And, you know, so the business of state continued, notwithstanding the drama around the Capitol.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good news. And I appreciate you joining us to explain it a little bit. Delegate Chris Peace from Hanover. Always enjoy talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.